It was a dark and stormy evening in Paeonia. Well, actually, it was a rather warm, calm, clear September night when suddenly Sarah Sauter woke up in bed.
And my shoulder hurt. And I thought, oh, maybe I slept on it wrong. But it really hurt.
She noticed she was developing a strange rash.
And that triggered a memory. A week ago, I had seen a black widow on my bed.
The distinct red hourglass shape on the back of a black widow spider is hard to mistake. But Sarah Sauter is the kind of girl who doesn't like to kill any spiders, even black widows. She thinks they're good for insect control, so she ignored it. In fact, she just plain forgot about it, until now. So Sarah did what any modern woman would do. She got online. A Google search for black widow bite lists rash as the first symptom of the spider's neurotoxin.
I was very rational and started Facebooking my friends. If I'm dead, I got bit by a spider last night.
One friend was awake and stayed with Sarah via text message as the real pain began.
This pain starts shooting slowly down my back, and it was one of the most intense cramping feelings I had ever had. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't sit on the couch. I was just wiggling around and writhing with pain.
Over the next 4 days, Sarah had to be admitted to the hospital. Twice.
The day after I came home from the hospital, I think it was the first time, I found the spider on the side of my bed all shriveled up. So I don't know if I rolled over it and decided to crush it with my shoulder, but I did find that there was the nest above my bed.
And another person Sarah knows found one in her bed.
A coworker. I think it was the very next night after I got bit, there was one under her covers crawling on her.
Now, around September, residents on the western slope are used to seeing black widows. Fall is the season when spiders reach maturity, lay eggs, and die. But Sarah and a few others feel like there's been more spiders than usual and that it might be due to the unusual weather.
I've heard that black widows, scorpions, hornets, all sorts of critters like the hot, dry summers and that they're around in higher numbers right now. And I hear a lot of stories of people getting bit and people getting stung. So my question is, with the hot, dry summers, can we expect more interactions between venomous insects and humans?
Sarah, I don't have a simple answer for your question.
Linda Rayer studies social spiders, and she teaches spider biology at Cornell University. But she's originally from Colorado.
I'm a Denver kid, absolutely.
Linda says she doesn't remember seeing black widows growing up.
But my parents tell me that they have them in the garage at this point.
Now, when it comes to spider population increases, there's a lot of factors at play. And weather, Linda says, is often part of the equation.
So on a hot, dry summer, basically there's lots of insects. They're doing well as long as we're not talking a complete drought and dust bowl. The insects are growing. They're growing faster. And so there's lots of food for the spiders to eat.
And more food means spiders have more energy. Now, black widows are famous for eating male spiders after mating with them. But what's really amazing to Linda is their rate of reproduction.
A black widow starts reproducing when she's about 3 months old. She'll produce on the order of 9 different egg sacs, and each of those egg sacs has as many as 2,000 young per sac. I mean, that's crazy high numbers. And so if you've got a good summer where there's lots of insect prey out there, then you not only have bigger, fatter black widows and other spiders, but you've got bigger, fatter, more spiders.
And Colorado's warm season, the period between April and September, was the warmest ever recorded since records were kept. So it's a safe bet that spiders were pretty happy outdoors this year. As for indoors, Reyes says spiders may come looking for water or warmth if there's a sudden cold spell. And there are plenty of structures for them to spin webs. But in people's beds?
Generally, adult female widows aren't wandering around. They're staying in their web. I have no idea how they would be getting spiders coming into their bed.
But she does have an idea about venomous interactions with people.
Basically, there aren't that many poisonous spiders. Most spiders are really harmless to humans and are really cool and just need to be left alone.
While hypothetically more poisonous spiders could mean more bites, they only release venom half of the time.
And so, although people get bitten, it doesn't do the damage.
In other words, Sarah Sauter was really unlucky. Still, Linda Reyes thinks that Sarah should have gone ahead and gotten rid of the Black Widow when she saw it the first time.
That was a mistake. Definitely, you don't want Black Widows in your house.
And Sarah Sauter agrees.
If I ever see a Black Widow again in my life, I will grab the nearest shoe and take care of it.
But at least, she says, she has a good idea for a scary Halloween costume this year.
I See Change is produced by Julia Kumari Drapkin and brought to you by KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Localore, a national public media initiative produced by AIR, the Association for Independence in Radio, with financial support by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts.